20th of July, 1969. The live television network is buzzing with the coverage of a historic event that is unfolding as people are witnessing an exploration that has hundreds of millions of dollars of US taxpayers' money at stake. A high-stake research, an ambitious maneuver to just set a foot on the soils of Moon. The step the US president is ready to announce as a giant leap for mankind. I am Professor Prithviraj, here to narrate something that is not usually spoken about, but have the potential to change people's thought and ways of living in a harmonious way. Yes, that was the Apollo mission to Moon that changed the course of American scientific dominance and quenched the thirst for explorers after discovering the North Pole and South Pole. Good morning. I am creating this podcast in an ad hoc manner, realizing the day that is today, 21st of June, 2023. Welcome to my third episode of Professor Prithviraj, where I plan to take you through the vagaries of information and support your endeavor to come out and distinguish the delusion created by the overcurious and overjealous peddlers of lies and semi-truth in the connected world. Today's podcast is special. Special because as I'm creating this today over here at 6:30 a.m. in India, a very special, interesting set of events is unfolding in New York. After accidentally tracking the course of event till last night while carrying out the morning course that sparked my imagination to and drove me crazy to let it to you. Today's event would comprise a few small steps along with a synergized body of movement, but would have the potential to change the course of human history. If you're listening to this by the end of the day or much later, please consider it in past tense. Just like space probe mission, as human beings, we are collectively creating a movement to understand our mind, our very own mind, at an individual level, to understand it much deeper. It might be better to call it as our own mind probe. Today, on 21st June 2023, on the Yoga Day, the yoga is going global. The Prime Minister of India is set to lead yoga demonstration from the headquarters of United Nations at New York. The event that would involve a few small steps, but the movement would potentially inspire millions of humankind to be not only aware of the benefits of yoga, but would also involve the good sense in each of us to be evoked. I know the benefits of yoga is a cliche, so I'm not going to talk about it. Not so long ago, yoga was being relegated to the lowest value of physical exercises. I'm going to talk about the hero's journey that yoga went through in the transformative last few decades, since Madonna made it hip. Yes, Madonna, that's the pop diva. Please listen to the song Ashtangi on Spotify, the album name Ray of Light. Made in the late 90s was Madonna's sincerest effort to spread the spirit of yoga. After that, yoga did not have a trouble time in the US, at least. Trouble time? Quite a bit, as the overzealous and highly opinionated influencers at that time labeled it as a religious practice for the body, undermining the mind and spirit connection it enhances, which normally gymming, usual physical exercises usually cannot attain. Just before the release of the album, yoga was not known by the vast majority of Indian and US nationals. It was not at all cool. However, there, as always, were a few outliers. A few curious, open-minded researchers in US universities, comprising of neuroscientists and psychologists, were particularly interested to know more about it, being curious about the report of benefits of yoga for body and mind. They wanted to know what is going on deep inside the minds of full-time yogis. In order to understand that, they traveled halfway around the globe with very heavy equipment, mental scanners, mind scanners. They're very expensive at that time, and they were cutting-edge equipment of that time to India. They brought all of them to India. They carried those equipment on horseback to highs of Himalayas, where rishis, Buddhist monks, dwell to get into the depths of their minds. The big question was, how do they control their minds effectively? What is the corresponding neurological phenomenon that can explain it, if not religiosity and spirituality. What did they find? Did they find anything at all? Did they discover another celestial gem? Is this going to be the next big discovery after the moon mission? Quite so. What they found was said to abolish the mean-minded notion against yoga forever after being published. Quite rightly, after the scientific proof was out in the academics, it stopped the clamors that gathered against it in India and the West, that yoga is just another form of overhyped religious practice. It revealed so advanced the practice of yoga is that it was a need of the world to learn and practice yoga to alleviate stress of day-to-day life and other mind and health issues. What did they reveal? They revealed something that is quite inhuman in logical standards for ordinary human beings in such a short time. They found a brainwave that corresponds to those learned men and women. What they achieve after years of learning and devoting to a body of knowledge or philosophy. Such learned people only get that kind of a kind of connection when they do it for hours at a stretch. Surprisingly, the same neural activity was found in a serious yogi just in several minutes to an hour. It is a state of pure bliss. Not everyone can achieve, but yogis get it every day. How lucky. This opened up the minds of academic world, and US being US gave a green signal to take it out of the closet into public domain to have better citizens. Public domain is not an easy ballgame. A few Indians and Westerners tried, of course, but no one succeeded. Until Madonna made it big in Hollywood with Om, what he saw in her hand, and yoga in her mind. Was the same timeless masterpiece of hers in the same album, track Frozen, on YouTube. Now, let me get back how yoga became a dominant force in the US and is setting on to be for the rest of the world soon. The first person to introduce yoga in the West is again that gentleman, Vivekananda, Swami Vivekananda. In his second visit to US in 1890s, he set up a yoga foundation in US. The foundation was an inspirational force behind several pop artists, including Beatles, particularly George Harrison. The second such introduction was made by Yogi Paramahansa in 1930s, who not only formed a community but also became an American citizen to spread benefits of yoga. He wrote very inspirational books for US citizens around yoga. You know which famous personality have had a deep influence among many others? I think you guessed it. His book, Autobiography of a Yogi, became so famous in 2012 that Westerners, especially Western corporate honchos, started looking forward to India as a source of new liberation of the mind. He was a man behind what you are probably listening my podcast on. Steve Jobs. That's the only book Steve Jobs claimed he kept on his iPad and read every year at least once to put him back on track, which eventually was also a return gift at Steve Jobs' funeral to have renewed interest amongst the elites on the possibilities of yoga. Apart from these, ISKCON, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and several other rishis made many people curious and made them practitioners of yoga in US and in the West. Controversial yogis like Osho and disgraced popular yoga trainer Vikram Chaudhary also contributed to the yoga in some ways. However, until Madonna, it was projected as a counterculture ritualistic practice that rebelled against the mainstream. Yoga now is mainstream in US. It deserves to be mainstream worldwide just because it is so beneficial. If, as it is said, an apple can keep a doctor away, yoga can keep not only your doctor away, but also your greatest enemy away. The greatest enemy? US. That's your mind. Control it. Make it your best friend. Live in with your friend. Yes, yoga can help. The space probe does not go outside to make humanity ready to inhabit on Mars or other celestial objects, but explores the inner recesses, the inner spaces of our mind to find a home within. You're getting it? What I'm saying? the home within that we deny access most often. While the West was busy exploring the outer space, the East has always encouraged sending a probe deep inside to inquire through the mind's eyes. I conclude with my last remark with a take home of a different kind for the next required leap for humankind from misinformation. How often we as humans thrown away the slimy little oyster, considering it as an uncooked object, only to later on be astonished, realizing the same pearl dazzling the ram show to win million hearts was just inside it. Thank you.